Succession number 20819, Reel 2.
How do you fuse to Reel 2? You're just going to tell me about the squadron there.
As it was coming from the ring, I think I was wondering. It was just like amateur dramatics, a rocket. It was coming in. He said, "Good God, I've missed you." And it was such a marvellous fella. I thought that was marvellous. Like, you know, just a little thing like that saying he'd missed the fight. If he ain't come out, it was over so quick.
I don't quite understand why you went absent without leave in the first place. Why did you do it, you and the solitaire?
Trains used to run late. They're like they are now. I'm doing facetious now.
We
used to be happy. We was happy in the army. It was no grudge or anything. It was just once you go home. I mean, I remember coming home and there was bombs on. And at the time there'd been a landmine on Carlton Street, and it'd blown loads of deaths and loads of people they killed and injured. And the trains used to slow down going by the bottom of Carlton Street, over Hesel Road, and at the back of Tinworks and all that. And if you didn't have a pass sometimes, I think, they used to jump off there. And I once jumped off. I thought I broke my leg. It's a longer fall than what you think off a train. And we used to go back all right. It's just nothing would be happening for a long time. You used to get bored in the camps at times. Play football, rugby. But I once went back late. You interested in this going back late? And this Bill Robbie, his wife, she was Irish, and she knew us old pals, and she wanted to meet the Paddy, say. This was when I was in the East Ard in Yeoman here. And of course, I got to come back later for leave, and I got 27 days field punishment. Well, of all places, a regimental place. It was at the back of a pub in the stables in Brackley. Yeah, Brackley. And that's where we were stationed, imprisoned, held in this little stables. And on a Saturday night, and when it come to the weekend football, people say, I've heard about field punishment. Well, this was with the East Riding Yeomanry and was old pals. And I was in the stable. And they said, we're trying to get you out for the football on Saturday. This is going to be a joke.
Who said that?
I forget who it was, but one of the lads, like a pal of mine, Harry Catchpole. And anyhow, they got me out, and the old sergeant major was Parnaby. He had a load of a drum major, who had been in the army 27 years. He had one eye, he was a provost, and best bastard in the British Army, that eye, I'm swearing. And he come and he was disgusted, and he said, "I'm letting you out." He said, "I've never known it all the time I've been in the army." He said, "I'm letting you out to play football," he said, "off field punishment." He said, "And I want you in here by 6 o'clock tonight." Bloody death straight on the back of a pub. So I come back, the lads, I went ahead of that, like, and I went back with the lad. And I think we're lost in hell. I'm stumbling a bit. It's such a long time. But he didn't like the idea of me going. We went. We played an army artillery unit with their donkeys, mountain unit. This was at Brackley I went back. I got back at 6 at 3. I forgot the gist of my story now. On the night, two of the sergeants come and give me will you look after the kid? They'd got the wives and the little lad. He was just only, they had him done out in the uniform. And they said, will you look after him? So I said, yeah. So I finished up on the Saturday night. I was looking after the bin on field punishment while they went for a drink. But I don't know whether you should put that in or not. It's true, because unfortunately, the next big landmine that was dropped on Walker Street, and that man was killed.
So it sounds as though your 27 days field punishment wasn't... You didn't.
It was hard work during the daylight. Well, I was all young, and the army, they think, well, we'll make them do this and do that, which they do. But if you're young, it gets you fit, doesn't it?
What happened to you after Bridlington? Where did you go after that?
I went down south to the camp, where they keep you all in for the invasion. I don't know if it was Montgomery or Yono came to see us. Osgabiel, I told her. It was just training and was in a great big private house. Did you still want to know this? Because it sounds...
Yeah.
Private, and it was built like the bridge of a ship. And we had to make all the tanks waterproof and, seal them and get ready for the invasion. And then the family come that we couldn't move out because we were they were training and football and that there. And then the time came. But it was a day late, wasn't it? And I remember going on this armoured ship, what they call them there, landing craft tank. Going aboard one of them and with them there overnight or day in the Solent, and then we set off, and it was a bit choppy and passing a lot of upturned infantry landing craft, and there was a bit of a stay when we got there. Those ships and all sorts. So but we had a job going on you landed off the ships onto what was like a crocodile landing. It was like for each year track, and you used to go to, well, one of them, I also remember we had a big delay because there's something matter with one of the crocodiles, it'd be in it or something, and they had the job going into position, and then you had to get the tank from the ship onto that, and that was very steady, onto the shore and onto the beach, and after that I don't know much because we set off for Villa's Bacage, but you didn't see much. Just for the visors, you could see cattle bloating, upturned bodies, and your bodies and that.
Which beach had you landed on?
Gull, I think. I've just read the book.
Were you, when you landed on the beach, were you conscious of enemy fire?
Well, no, not really. Everything was happening. You could hear the bangs and the pandemonium and all that, but no, not really. What used to get me? Well, it never used to get me, but what impressed me was the naval guns whizzing up all the town. You could hear them screeching and whistling and banging. And there was firing at Cane, the big shells flying over. But they made as much row as anything for me.
Were you frightened on the beach landing at Normandy?
Too much was happening to be frightened. Later on, you got a bit, said a prayer. All them all say they do, pray they do. You say a prayer when you suck the tanks white up, burning all around you. There's a lot of tanks lost there. You don't know much about it, driving. You're just going in. I can't really say, but when you see, you used to go into harbour and the tanks was there, and you hear the tanks that was lost and that. But I always remember the tanks in the trees on a night, the white hot there was.
Were you accompanied by infantry as you pushed inland?
Yeah, but we didn't see much of them. You see, you didn't see much. You only had a little visor. You see, early on, there was I never get his name right. I think it was Taylor, and there was the officer, Captain Poole. You see, the dived out and never dived. There was had their heads out of the tank. You know, all they did was they had the snipers. And there was the captains of the tanks going. And a lot of that happened, so that of course they closed the tanks up.
So you said you were heading towards Villers-Bocage.
Yeah.
What happened then?
Well, to tell you the truth then, I didn't know much about it because we was going from... I was only there while D6 on the 12th. Then and if you ask me where I got blown up at Ittington Tank, I couldn't say. But I always remember Jock, as I was coming in the public, we got orders to bail out, shouting for me, his arm had been shattered. And I went for him, and I went and brought him back. And that's all I remembered then. And I finished up at... I was in hospital in Bradford, St. Luke's.
How do you think your Sherman came to be hit?
It was hit with a bazooka. And I remember another tank commander in Altshul. He was laid across the top of the tank with his leg over his head and, you know, blood bits.
From your tank?
Not our tank, no. Our trope. Gordon Fadle. He had got the one in the world as a... it's in the book here. Perfect soldier, good soldier.
What time of day was it on the 12th when your tank got hit by the bazooka?
No idea.
Did you know that there were people with bazookas about?
No. We'd gone into this place. We'd turned into like a track road there somewhere. And I always said that it was like a railway station at the end. And they all got guarded down there by a civilian. And whoever got out, as we got out, the talk was they shot him as he come away because he'd been fifth colour. And he'd be there, guarded there. But after that, I don't know.
So were you injured?
Yeah, oh yeah, I was in hospital in, finished up in St. Luke's, Bedford. Good bully that.
What injuries did you have?
My hands was all shrapnel, and I was, you know, the bazooka came through the armour plating on the side of me, where it missed me, I don't know, and it Jock. He was worse than me.
So it went in front of you?
I think so. I must have been laid back in the driving seat, leaning on the turret curtains.
So your injuries were mainly to your hands?
No, my head, and I got the full force of the blast. And it was all mainly shrapnel.
And did you get out of the town by yourself, or did
you have to be
pulled out?
I got out. I went and pulled the jock out. Got it to the owner. But there you are. You do these things, don't you?
Were you conscious of being taken from Normandy to Bradford?
I can remember being on something like on a boat with a, you know, like you say, the
Auschwitz.
You know when you see these all these prisoners, the
Auschwitz,
whatever, yeah. Where they're all laid. I remember being on a boat and it was all like that, or on stretchers. But I couldn't say.
What kind of treatment did they give you at Bradford?
Oh, good. Very good. I forget how long I was there. I was there a long time. But, they treated me real well.
Did you have to have operations?
No.
Did they take the shrapnel out of you or just leave it to
you? What bits of shrapnel, yeah.
What happened after you'd been in hospital in Bradford?
I went back to Catterick. I got a leave, weekend leave. Went back late. And I was in charge of the provost sergeant, Mr. Parnaby, him who was he's tried me on me. Fail punishment. And after he dismissed them all to the other jobs, he wanted to know why I was there. So when I told him, he put me in charge of the dogs and taking him a cup of tea.
Which dogs?
The officers.
Their pet dogs?
Their pet dogs, yeah.
Had you fully recovered from the injuries?
Yeah. And I went back to where was it? Oh, Chippenham. 152 regiments. And then we were made up into other regiments. And I joined the 1721st Lancers. They was in Greece at the time. And then the war finished.
So you went to Greece?
Greece, yeah.
How did you get from England to Greece?
The war had just about finished then. And it had, yeah.
How How did you like the 17th 21st Lancers after the other regiment you've been in?
Well, he started Yeoman and he was homely. 24th Lancers was good. And 17th 21st Lancers was there. Well, there was the great. But the one that was homely is the old East Riding Yeomanry, all the friends.
Whereabouts were you in Greece?
The war had finished then, was at Salonika.
Was there any disturbance at Salonika?
They kept sending some of the tanks up to the hills. But I was in charge of the sports store then.
In charge of what?
The sports store.
Were the 17th, 21st Lancers having any casualties?
No. The war was just about done all over then.
How did you get on with Greek people in Salonika?
Well, they didn't get on with us.
What was the problem?
Well, I don't know, but on the night, because I was in Salonika. We had, the cavalry regiments, they always have horses, don't they? Irrespective of the tanks that were. And they had Cossacks looking after the horses. Well, you could hear the Cossacks coming back on the night, firing guns, and the Greeks firing at them like they didn't get on, but that was the only excitement you had at the time, right?
Were there any casualties caused by this fire?
No. They was come cross fields and everything. In fact, they only carried them to look after the horses. I think the officers, I don't know how they kept them.
How they kept what?
The Cossacks.
What was Salonika like in 1945?
Well, it was good. It was quiet. I remember one chap was in the barracks coming the same to Ra. He was going over the hill. He was going to join the insurgents, and I can't remember his name. I also remember the chap, oldish fella, but he was definitely like a communist.
But he was English, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
From your regiment?
From the regiment, yeah.
How was he going to join up with the communists?
He was going to go over the hill. Who was fighting at that time? He was all insurgents, wasn't he? Eorka, was he?
Elas.
Mm.
Did he succeed in
getting the job? I never saw him. He succeeded.
Where did he come from?
To tell you the truth, I don't know, because I was in them a year, and this was one of the incidents which happened. I remember the most sports, because when I went there, there was a chap, Sergeant Miller, and when they saw me among the newcomers, he had me in the football team, and through him I got the sports store job. I used to be on my own. So not a lot happened barring football matches then. We had the Ajax come in, and
the cruiser, you mean?
Yeah. She came in, we looked after the troops and that, while they had them at the regiment, we played them at football.
So when were you demobbed? After Salonika?
After Salonika, yeah.
What do you feel now about having served in cavalry units in the Second World War?
I enjoyed it. I did really enjoy it. But I would have liked to have joined us from the beginning, thinking back.
How do you mean?
Well, I was called up, conscripted. And I went right from Civvy Street into the army. And it was really a bit of a corn cake army and all the Terry soldiers, all good kids, they are calling them. But not to the training what they got in the proper army, like the dough.
Did you have any after effects from the wounds?
Yeah. I lost my memory. And as I've got older, I've lost my hearing. But everything, you can say it was, I really enjoyed it.